Sport on RTE Radio 1 with the all-new Kia Sportage. For more, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Time for sport. I'm not introducing you. It's time
Stop
for
fighting
sport.
Over
Here's Des Cahill.
Good morning, Mary. Big weekend of sport kicking off in Belfast tonight. Ulster hosts Munster in the quarterfinal of the United Rugby Championship, and the season ends for whichever side is beaten. Now, Munster will be without the injured Tadhg Byrne and Jack O'Donoghue. And after losing to Toulouse in that dramatic European shootout and then the disappointing defeat to a weakened Leinster, how does Munster coach Stephen Larkin feel about the players' resilience?
It just comes down to our preparation. We've had a couple of good meetings around our mindset. We addressed it going into that Leinster week. We didn't play the way we wanted to play. We've reviewed that game now and we move forward, kind of putting everything behind us and making sure our prep is as good as it can be for this week. It seems to be sort of back and forth against Ulster. Every time they play at Thurman Park, we get up, and every time we play up there, they get up. So, certainly going to be a challenge going up there with the travel and the crowd and all of that. And we sort of, I guess, that's a disappointing thing out of that Leinster game. We had our chance to not be in this position. But our focus for Ulster is very similar to the last game that we played against them. They've got a very good set piece, both scrum and maul, particularly maul though. Very conscious of that. They're very good at the breakdown. They've got a really good tackle completion percentage as well, best in the competition. So they're very good defensively. They've got a very good kicking game as well. So we've addressed those three things really: the set piece, the breakdown battle, and their kicking game.
We'll have live commentary on that game on Radio 1 Extra from 7.35. Now, last night in Belfast, Northern Ireland were beaten 1-0 by Greece in their opening Nations League game. The main match of the evening saw Spain and Portugal draw 1-1. The Irish under-21s play Bosnia tonight in Tala as they bid to keep their European qualification hopes alive. And Irish manager Jim Crawford says his squad are very keen to make their mark and progress to the senior team.
I think there's a lot of players that want to show how good they are, because there's been a lot said about 9 under-21s players who've been promoted to the senior team. And I think there's quite a number of players that are involved in the group now, having spoken to them all numerous times, that's where they want to go. And they see that there's a visible pathway for them to get to the senior team. And if they can come to the 21s and put in positive performances and then go back to their club and build on that, there's every opportunity that they can get called up into the senior squad. And there's a real drive, appetite, bulletproof determination that where they want to go.
And that game is on RTE2 tonight. In golf, Shane Lowry, 2 shots off the lead at the Memorial Tournament. He's on 3 under par behind a leading group of 6 players. Rory McIlroy, 2 under. Seamus Power is level par. But the big story here was that former Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama was disqualified midway through his first round because of illegal markings on his fairway wood. The chief referee said a substance that looked like white correction fluid or Tippex had been applied to the club. At the US Women's Open, Mina Haraguay leads on 7 under par. Leona Maguire, well placed, 1 under, tied for 22nd place. Stephanie Meadow is 2 over. Well, now to Gaelic games, and we're looking ahead to the Football Championship qualifiers. A couple of cracking games ahead. Colm O'Rourke joins us. Morning, Colm.
Good morning, Des.
We'll go with, what about Cork and Louth, first of all?
Yes, and this is in Páirc Uí Chaoimh on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And Cork did very well against Kerry in the Championship for 50 minutes, and I think when Sean Powter and Micheál Martin had to go off, it definitely was a significant loss for them. Of course, they ended up with a heavy defeat, but I think it would have given them hope. Louth, of course, have had a great year winning the Division 3, but a home game for Cork, they should be winning this.
All right. And Clare against Meath?
Well, it certainly wasn't the most exciting game when they met in the league. It was a rather turgid affair, finished up 10 points to 9. May not be an open, exciting game of football again, but I suppose I hope for a Meath win. It will be difficult down there in Ennis, but I still think Meath should win it.
And in the game between Mayo and Monaghan?
Well, that's the best game probably on Saturday. Both of these sides maybe with ideas of going a good bit further. Mayo still reliant on a lot of those old warriors, but they were very poor against Galway in the Championship and in the league final against Kerry. Monaghan beaten by Derry, couldn't pick their way through the Derry defence, even though they had a lot of possession. Mayo won the corresponding league match by 2 points, but I think Monaghan could go to Castlebar. It's not a fortress anymore, so I'm going to go for a Monaghan win in that one.
All right, and the big one is the All-Ireland champions Tyrone against their neighbours Armagh.
Yes, this is the Sunday game, and of course it is a great game altogether. When they met in the league, it was back in February, it was like a nearly St. Valentine's Day massacre with five sent off. Armagh won that by 2-14-14, and Tyrone haven't been going well. They could do with a bit of freshness, maybe bringing in the likes of Rory Canavan, who was such a star for the under-20s in the All-Ireland campaign. Whoever wins this will be a tough opponent later, but Tyrone are All-Ireland champions for a reason, and I think that they are going to get back to winning ways.
OK, great stuff. Thanks very much, Colm. In tennis, the women's singles final at the French Open will be contested by the top seed Iga Świątek of Poland and 18-year-old American Coco Gauff. Today's men's semi-finals, well, Rafa Nadal will aim to reach a remarkable 14th French final when he meets the German number 3 seed Alexander Zverev, and Marin Cilic plays Norway's Casper Ruud. In racing, Corjaga Jo made all to win the King George V Stakes at Leppersend. She's likely now to be aimed at the Irish Oaks, according to her trainer Ger Lyons. The big race today is the Epsom Oaks. Aidan O'Brien has his sights on a 10th Oaks triumph. He brings four horses: Tuesday, Concert Hall, Thoughts of June and the Algarve. But the clear favourite is John Gosden's Emily Upjohn.